I'm Corporal Rocky Morrell from the Mount Home Police Department. I'm just letting everybody know that we're doing DWI checkpoints and extra patrols now through September 4th.
Now, this is all part of the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign for the Labor Day holidays as well. What can folks expect when they're out on the city streets in Mountain Home?
So this time we're around, we're going to try to do a couple more checkpoints. We've had good luck with it, unfortunately, and they're going to see us a lot more of a presence, especially on the weekends.
It's your guys' wish not to have to issue anybody a DWI, that folks would make their wise choices to start with while they're traveling during their holiday celebrations. Due to the increase, that's causing an increase as well.
Yes, that's what I love talking to you, Bob, about being out here, being more present, being more seen through the city to deter people from drinking and driving.
Now, we've also got Corporal Craig Coco with us here from the Baxter County Sheriff's Office. What's happening with that as far as the STEP grant coordination?
So STEP grant coordination is basically, I just got this grants and mobilizations up and going for the county. There for a while, the county didn't have the STEP grant going, so I put the work in, was able to get up and going. City, they do the majority of the checkpoints. We do a little bit different. We do saturations. So you'll see 4, 5, 6 officers in one general area just focusing, just work in traffic instead of running the checkpoints.
So you guys are going to be out in more of a stronger force in different areas throughout this time as well during the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over. From the county's perspective, how are you guys seeing numbers with DWI enforcement?
It's kind of hard to say. I think our DWIs are down some from what they were. I think some of that has to do with the ACs out there. They actually got people that drive people to and from the bar and stuff. So with that, that's cut down on the DWIs a lot, but we still have them.
You know, that is one thing I know that both departments recommend, is that plan a designated driver or plan on staying where you're at if you're going to be participating in alcohol-based events. What can folks expect from the sheriff's office as far as if they are stopped during a check?
Oh, it's just a normal encounter. We'll just come up and just like any other encounter, you just watch for your license and stuff. We're just going to try to see if we can detect the odor of alcohol, watch your driving and stuff like that. So just a basic DWI, what we look for.
What else can we expect, Rocky, as far as the statistics of what's happening currently with drinking and driving in the area?
Well, unfortunately, from the last couple of years, it's been on a steady increase. One of the statistics is drivers between the ages of 18 and 34 who were killed in car crashes over Labor Day holiday week was 46% of those drivers were drunk with 0.08 or higher.